News, I'm Haya Panjwani. A man mistakenly deported to El Salvador is facing charges, AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Abrego Garcia has landed in the United States to face justice.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says Kilmar Abrego Garcia is facing human trafficking charges from a 2022 vehicle stop.
The grand jury found that over the past 9 years, Abrego Garcia has played a significant role in an alien smuggling ring. They found this was his full-time job, not a contractor.
That vehicle stop 3 years ago was in Tennessee.
I'm from Maryland.
The report says he was bringing in people to Maryland to perform construction work.
So nothing illegal?
No, sir.
He was never charged with a crime. Abrego Garcia's attorneys say the government is hiding behind the misconduct of mistakenly deporting him. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A former D.C. police officer has been sentenced for leaking information to the Proud Boys. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Retired police officer Shane Lamond has been sentenced to 18 months behind bars. Last December, he was convicted of lying to investigators about leaking confidential information to Enrique Tarrio, the former top leader of the Proud Boys extremist group. Tarrio was under investigation for burning a Black Lives Matter banner when Lamond fed him information about the banner burning investigation. Prosecutors wanted a 4-year sentence, while Lamond's attorneys argued that a sentence was not warranted. Lamond retired 2 years ago after 23 years of service to the D.C. Police Department. Mike Hempen, Washington.
The Supreme Court handed the Trump administration 2 victories today. That's in cases involving the Department of Government Efficiency, including giving its access to Social Security systems containing personal data on millions of Americans. This is AP News. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on a Japanese company's plans to stop building a BMW battery factory in the U.S.
A Japanese company is stopping construction of a $1.6 billion factory in Florence, South Carolina, to help make batteries for electric BMWs. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says the company is dealing with the potential loss of federal tax breaks for electric vehicle buyers and incentives for EV businesses, as well as tariff uncertainties under the Trump administration. Automotive Energy Supply Corporation announced the halt on construction Thursday, but didn't say why, and it's promising to restart the building eventually and hire 1,600 workers. The company says it's already invested $1 billion. I'm Donna Warder.
Novak Djokovic is unsure if he'll play at the French Open ever again. That's after he lost to the top-ranked Jannik Sinner in the semifinals. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.